Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back to our program, Sharing Jesus Effectively with Muslims and actually with all people. I want to continue the topic of the Trinity, and we want to share with our Muslim friends that the spiritual revelations are considered truth, even when not provable. Because I talk with so many Muslims and they tell me, you cannot prove the triunity of God, the Christian doctrine that you believe in. Well, we ask our Muslim friends, if an atheist asked you for proof for the many beliefs that Muslims hold as truth, would it be possible for you as a Muslim to prove them? For example, consider the Muslim belief in the resurrection of the dead. If an atheist asked you how it would be possible for the dead to be raised back to life, could you satisfactorily explain and prove it? I don't think so. It is not possible to do so through human logic and intellect alone. God cannot be discovered by purely intellectual quest. My point is that if you allow yourself to reject the triunity of God, because Christians can't absolutely prove it with intellectual arguments, then you cannot blame the atheist for rejecting the belief in God's revelation that cannot be proven. Mankind must accept by faith, my friend, what God has revealed about his nature. And we, as followers of Jesus Christ, believe that God revealed himself to us in the gospel, especially through the words of Jesus Christ and his disciples. It is interesting to note, my Muslim friend, that according to the Quran and the Hadith, God has a face, hands, fingers, feet, and eyes. You can read that in Surah 55 and Surah 38. The highly influential Muslim scholar and jurist, Imam Abu Hanifa, when I was in law school in Egypt, I studied his philosophy and his theory about the Islamic interpretation of the Islamic law, and a huge number of Muslims all over the world follow his teaching and his school. Imam Abu Hanifa teaches the Most High has a hand and the face and soul without asking how. We can ask our Muslim friends, do you believe that Jesus performed miracles? I am sure their answers will be, yes, of course. We believe that Jesus performed miracles, even though they never saw Jesus perform a miracle. But they believe because the Quran stated that Jesus performed actually the greatest miracles that no one else performed. My friend, we followers of Jesus Christ also submit and believe in the triune God because that is what the Bible revealed God to be. Simply, human logic and reason alone are insufficient to lead to the full knowledge of God's nature. And let me give you a wonderful verse. In the Bible, in Job 11, we read, "Can you fathom the mysteries of God? Can you probe the limits of the Almighty? They are higher than the heavens. What can you do? They are deeper than the depth below. What can you know?" Let me share with you a very interesting story that I read. I know of a devout follower of Jesus Christ who was thinking hard, trying to understand everything about the triunity of God. He became very frustrated, even angry at times, because he was not able to figure out everything about the triunity of God. One day he was walking on the beach and again thinking hard about the Trinity. He saw a child running back and forth, trying to carry in his hands water from the ocean, and the child was putting the water in a hole in the sand. God guided the man's thoughts through what he saw. He realized the futility of his attempt to contain the complexity of God in his mind, as it is impossible for the child to bring the ocean into a small hole by his hands. My friend, no one is able to put all the facts of the infinite God into the forms of finite thoughts. But we know for sure that the God that Jesus revealed to us in the pages of the gospel is the Father who loves you and who wants to be your heavenly Father, wants you to become his beloved child. He is Jesus Christ who came and paid the penalty for all your sins, for everything you have done wrong. He is the Holy Spirit who will indwell you, who will live within your heart and soul at the moment you repent of your sins and put your faith in Jesus, that he paid the penalty for your sins. My friend, the purpose of God's revelation to us in the gospel is to guide us to know him as our heavenly Father, to experience his forgiveness through Jesus Christ, and to enjoy his divine presence through the Holy Spirit. God wants you to have the right relationship with him, not merely performing religious duties and works, but actually enjoying having a personal relationship with him so you can worship him. Your spirit can worship him because God is a spirit. So you can fall in love with him. So you can obey him. And the Holy Spirit actually will enable you to obey God. Because the gospel tells us that God works in us even to will and to do for his good pleasure. God wants you to know him and to know that you are going to heaven. And my friend, that should be good enough for us. We don't have to know exactly everything about God's nature and be able to explain it and to prove it. But you can experience God in the depth of your soul. If you took a step of faith right now, you can pray with me this prayer if you mean it from your heart. God, I am going to take a step of faith now. I'm going to believe that you love me. You loved me enough to come to earth through the person of Jesus Christ and sacrifice of yourself for me. God, you paid the penalty for my sins through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Jesus, I believe in you that you are my only Savior and Lord. Come into my heart. Help me to become a child of God. I repent of my sins. I don't want to live in sin anymore. God, help me not to do anything against your will. Help me to be close to you. Help me to be in harmony with your will. God, thank you for loving me. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you prayed this prayer, contact me. Would love to congratulate you. Send you a free book. Totally free. You don't have to do anything. And perhaps give you an advice. Rest of my audience, remember, we are one team, one family, and God brought us together so we can manifest his love to the people we meet, including Muslims, and share Jesus effectively with them. If your church needs a speaker to equip the church to share Jesus effectively with Muslims, you can contact me and I will try to come to you. In Jesus' name we pray, God, use us, God, to produce abundant eternal fruits. Amen. I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions and objections Muslims have regarding the Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, attractive, and acceptable way to Muslims. Without compromise, of course. So many Muslims have become believers and followers of Jesus Christ after reading this book. You can read some of these testimonies on our website. I encourage you to contact our ministry at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. Get two copies of this book, one to equip you and another to give to a Muslim person you know or you will meet through divine appointment. God's peace with you. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.